face of skies for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains.
Well, good afternoon. This is Arctic Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls because we have with us right now on the line, Carol Brulette. Is that the correct pronunciation of your name, Carol?
Actually, it's Brulette. It's a French-Canadian name.
Brulette. All right, fine. Well, Carol's going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference, which is going to be held in Santa Clara. It will be actually not this weekend, but the following weekend. That's the Marriott Hotel over there, and it's going to start at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Actually, doors will open, I think, at 7:30 in the morning. And of course, the first speaker on Saturday is going to be me. And what are you speaking, Carol?
I think on Sunday. I have to check my schedule.
All right, fine. Well, there are going to be a lot of very interesting people there, and some people will come from one point of view of the left, some will come from the right, some will be Republicans, some of people will be Democrats, some will be conservative, some will be liberal, some of us will be Christians, others will not be. But I think we all recognize that there's something out there, some force which is behind what's going on today. And I think you'll learn, from listening to the various points of view, and I'm going to be very interested to, of course, see what the other people have to say. I have very fixed opinions, but I think that I hope that some of you will want to be there, and that those of you who can't will be praying for me, because I think this is going to be very much of a spiritual battle as much as, of course, as an ideological battle. So, Carol, tell us what you're going to be talking about.
Well, I'm talking about 9/11 and the hijacking of America.
All right. And so you're not only talking about the hijacking of the American planes on September 11th, you're talking about the hijacking of our society. Is that right?
Or the government.
All right, fine. So, well, what specifically, what approach are you going to take?
Well, you were mentioning that there were conservatives and liberals, and I want to say something about radicals. Radical means to the heart of or to the root of. And I think people become radicalized or become active political agents when they realize that something is fundamentally wrong with the political system that they're living under. And I come from a Republican family, and in 1992 I saw the film JFK and I started doing research on the government and the CIA. And that radicalized me, and I became very active ever since 1992, to try to expose what I felt were the criminal behavior of our government towards the Third World, with the CIA's operations overthrowing democratically elected governments in other countries. And after September 11th, I went to Washington, D.C., to protesting what seemed like an impending war against Afghanistan. When I was there, I realized that this war wasn't about fighting terrorism. This war was about oil. And I tried to figure out exactly what happened. And because I have been an activist for such a long time, I'm on the internet and I get lots and lots of email, lots of articles. And there were a couple of articles which struck me as smoking guns, which made me think that 9/11 was not an act of terrorism against the United States. It was a special operation.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Carol. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course our special guest today is Carol Boulle, and she's going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference a week from this weekend. That's Memorial Day weekend, 24th and 25th. And there are going to be people there from all different points of view. Some you'll agree with, some you won't agree with. But many of the people here have very strong views, are very dedicated, and of course have done a lot of research. And the thing is, the great tragedy of today is the average American is not getting the truth from the controlled media. I became aware that media was controlled 40 years ago, and you think, oh, well, we see both sides, the conservative, the liberal. I mean, we got the New York Times and of course, the Washington Post on the left. We've got the Wall Street Journal. We've got the Reader's Digest, the National Review on the right. I would like to suggest to you that you were seeing the two sides of what they want you to see, because all of these various publications and almost all of the major television networks and radio, the major networks, of course, tie into an organization known as the Council on Foreign Relations. And you don't have to take my word for it. Richard Harwood, a writer for the Washington Post, wrote an article back in October of 1993 saying exactly that same thing, how these people don't report on the news in Washington, D.C. about legislation. They get the legislation passed. And, of course, they can destroy anyone they want to, whether it be a Trent Lott or Rick Santorum, or they can, of course, get Richard Nixon out, not for the real crimes that he committed, but for really minor crimes, and the real crimes, they totally ignore them. So they have the ability to conceal what's going on, as they did with the murder of an American president, and the fact that the CIA was involved in that murder, and that the Warren Commission report was totally phony. All you need to do is study the magic bullet to realize it was all contrived. And Carol's on the front line trying to get this information out. And in just a moment, why, we'll get back to Carol and get her views on what's really going on today. But if you're out there in the listening audience, you have to begin to question what's going on. Don't take anything you hear or see for granted. Just ask yourself a number of questions. How was it that Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, was smarter than all the generals in the entire army? Because they all said we were going to need a lot more soldiers, we were going to meet a lot more resistance in Iraq. And Donald Rumsfeld knew exactly what was going to happen and, of course, insisted that we have very limited force there in comparison with what the generals wanted. And he turned out to be right. Why is he so much smarter than anybody else? Or is there another force behind Donald Rumsfeld? We're going to be back here in just a moment with Carol, and of course we'll invite your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Carol. She's going to be talking about really what's going on and how our society is being hijacked. Why don't you pick up the story from there, Carol?
Okay. Well, I would say that the first smoking gun to give away that it was a special operation rather than 19 guys armed with box cutters who thwarted the entire U.S. military intelligence apparatus is the fact that no planes were scrambled when those planes were hijacked.
You know, in other words, no fighter planes of ours were up in the air.
Right.
Even though somebody had to give the order to keep them down, and actually we've talked to people who've heard about the order being given. So, and then the question is, who gave that order, and why didn't they want to defend the Twin Towers? Why didn't they want to defend the nation's capital? That's the most incredible thing in the world.
Well, I would say the most, you know, damning statements came from General Myers, who was at the head of the military establishment on that day, who said that no planes were scrambled until after the Pentagon was hit in his Senate confirmation hearings. And then the astounding thing was that there was no inquiry, there were no reprimands, and General Myers was promoted to the highest military position in the land afterwards.
You wonder why nobody was fired, why they didn't fire George Tenet, why the president congratulated him for doing such a good job.
Right, and instead they reward the military with more money, and they reward the CIA with a larger budget. And then the second smoking gun, I would say, on the attacks was the FBI revealed that that Mohammed Atta was the lead terrorist who attacked the buildings. And at the same time, we find out that it was the head of Pakistani intelligence who had $100,000 wired to Muhammad Atta.
Now, I know where that information came from, but why don't you tell our listeners where they can check out and find out that that's true?
There's an excellent article called Cover Up or Complicity by Michelle Chasudovsky, and his website is globalresearch.ca, that stands for Canada, and he has written a book called War and Globalization, The Truth Behind September 11th, which was recently published. There's
right.
also...
Go ahead.
There's also an excellent book, too, which covers the stand-down and this information called The War on Freedom.
Actually, we'll have copies of that at the conference. I think that's an excellent, excellent book. And,
yes.
of course, anybody would like a copy of the article out of the Hindu Times and several other articles that came out in Europe and published and distributed all throughout Europe about how the general, his name was Muhammad Ahmed, he was head of the Pakistani intelligence, had sent $100,000 through an intermediary to Muhammad Atta. Now, we knew about that. In fact, he was over in Washington, D.C., conferring with congressional leaders on the morning of September 11th, 2001.
And
now, that's known throughout the world, and if you've never heard of that or you want to have it verified, you give us a call and we'll get you a copy of the article and you can go up on the Internet, and unless, of course, they've already taken it down or shredded that Internet site, but it's well-known throughout the world. Yes. And the question is, why isn't it well-known today that the head of the Pakistani intelligence, which was really a subordinate of the CIA, had sent money to Muhammad Atta?
And, you know, the most astounding piece of information is that it was Senator Bob Graham and Porter Goss who met with the head of Pakistani intelligence on September 11th. And this was, I think, in the New York Times. However, it appeared once at that time, and it was only later that they revealed that the general was the one who wired $100,000 to Muhammad Atta. But then it was never mentioned again. And now, well, actually, let me back up a little bit. When I found these damning articles and information, I organized a march on our senators and our congresswoman to demand a congressional investigation of 9/11. That was in January 2002. We raised these questions as well as asking about the oil interests of the Bush administration, Cheney, and a number of other issues. And shortly thereafter, Bush and Cheney asked Daschle to limit the investigations to basically why the CIA failed to prevent attacks and how the CIA could justify an increase in their budget to prevent future attacks and to save Congress the trouble of actually doing the investigation, to have this investigation overseen by the CIA and Bob Graham and Porter Goss, the very men who were actually breakfasting with the money man behind 9/11. Now, that doesn't strike me as an investigation. It strikes me as a massive cover-up.
And, of course, for those of you who don't know, Senator Graham is on the Senate Intelligence Committee. And he had known all along that there were these this planned terrorism. In fact, we have a book, it's called Jihad or American Jihad, written by Stephen Emerson, with the testimony that was given in 1996 by a loyal American Muslim talking about how so much of this whole terrorist movement was being funded right here from the United States and nothing was done to stop it. And any FBI agent who tried to investigate it was restricted, and John O'Neill, who was deputy assistant attorney, head of the CIA in charge of counterterrorism, was blocked at every turn to the point where he finally quit the CIA and got himself a job on the outside where he was head of security at the World Trade Center on the top floor on that very fateful day. These things are not simply coincidences. Why would they block investigation when they knew this was going on? Why would, of course, the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Bob Graham, be meeting with General Muhammad Ahmed? Muhammad Ahmed, I think it is.
And then, of course, with the Independent Commission, Bush appointed Henry Kissinger to run that. And Henry Kissinger is well known for lying to Congress, his cover-ups, his role in the coup in Chile, the secret bombing of Cambodia. And Kissinger also was hired by Unocal to negotiate for the oil out of Turkmenistan, which was one of the major, you know, reasons for the whole war on Afghanistan.
Well, the Unocal wanted to put the pipeline across Afghanistan,
precisely.
And they couldn't do it. So.
And yeah, so how and you know, the most obvious parallel, historical parallel of the World Trade Center attack is the Reichstag fire that occurred in Germany when Hitler wanted to vilify and target his political opponents, dismantle democracy in Germany, and then wage these wars of aggression against Poland and other countries. Now, the United States has used the World Trade Center attack in exactly the same way that Hitler used the Reichstag fire to target particular groups in the United States to pass horrendous legislation which trashes our Constitution, trashes our Bill of Rights, and then uses it to launch these imperial wars of aggression against countries whose resources they covet. And this, it's very hard to get the public support for a war by the world's richest country against the world's poorest country without some sort of a pretext, some sort of fabrication. And the war in Afghanistan had been planned well in advance of September 11th, but they needed some sort of incident to help them rationalize, justify this outrageous war. And they've used it, too, to attack Iraq, which doesn't even have anything to do with the September 11th, but they're using the incident to just simply terrorize people and further their imperialistic attempt to just take over the world.
But of course, you know, the argument on the other side is, well, but Saddam Hussein was a brutal, ruthless dictator who tortured people. We're seeing the grave sites of the really the tens of thousands of people that he murdered. I talked to a gentleman this morning who said he an Iraqi who said he probably murdered a couple of million people. And the argument will be, well, certainly somebody had to do something about him. How do you respond to that?
We shouldn't have funded him and trained him and armed him. Did that. The United States did that. The CIA created Saddam Hussein, just like they created Al-Qaeda. I mean, Al-Qaeda itself was the brainchild of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who worked under Carter, the co-founder of the Trilateral Commission, who's been an advisor to a number of presidents. And I think, if you look at the heart of the global economy, it's basically a war economy, and you can't justify just this incredibly gigantic military apparatus if you don't have an enemy. And in order to have an enemy, you have to fund them, you have to train them, you have to arm them, you have to create them, and this is what the United States has done. They saw the collapse of the Soviet Union, they saw the diminishment of the communist threat, and they decided, okay, we need to replace it, we need an enemy. Oh, I know, let's create terrorists.
But I think
they created the terrorist myth. They funded them to make it credible. They hired them. And right now, Chassidovsky writes very clearly in his book, CIA considers Al-Qaeda to be an asset. I mean, they're actually giving them military support and help and assistance in Macedonia, Bosnia, Chechnya, Kosovo, and other parts of the world. They're conveniently saying that they're the target in the areas where we want to have military bases, where we want to destabilize, where we want to move in and grab the resources. Look at the recent attack here in Saudi Arabia. I mean, that's a clue. Well, guess who wants to go jump in there with their military? The United States wants to use another terrorist attack to encroach upon the oil reserves of Saudi Arabia.
All right, fine. For our listener out there who finds it difficult to believe that the CIA financed Saddam Hussein and helped him to power, there's a book written a decade ago called Unholy Babylon, and it actually goes into the background of Saddam Hussein in the 1960s. Who do you think he worked for? Why, the American CIA in 1969, the Ba'ath Party took over Iraq in a coup, and of course Saddam was the vice president. There were only 900 people involved. Do you think they could have done that without the CIA's help? Who funded Iraq during the 1980s? We did. Who funded Saddam Hussein after it used the chemical weapons on the Iranians? We did. Who left him in power after the war? We did. And of course, when the Iraqi military tried to get him out of power, why, we betrayed the Iraqi military. And we'll tell more about that when we get back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Radio Health journalist Bill Sardi to talk to you about a breakthrough in garlic technology. It's called Alamet. You know all the healthy reasons to take garlic, but isn't it time you got your money's worth? A recent study found the 24 leading brands of garlic pills provided little, if any, allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient. Try Alamex, which is the only odorless garlic supplement to provide pure allicin, a full 180 milligrams. That's the power of 15 fresh cloves of garlic. Alamex isn't available in stores, so call 866-405-4000. That's Alamex at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I'd just like to mention, you know, in times like this, I think that everybody needs to have some means of having good, clean, fresh water. If anything should happen to our water supplier, even if you're not worried about that, if you just don't like the taste of your water, you want to make sure it is absolutely clear or there's less in the way of chlorine in it. Why, of course, the Big Barky water filter is an excellent means of obtaining excellent quality water. And, of course, it works simply by filtering it. They use ceramic filters, and then inside the ceramic filter is an activated carbon filter, and it will decrease significantly the chlorine. It will certainly filter out the bacteria and the cryptosporidium and other infectious organisms. And then, of course, it does a pretty good job with most of the minerals. And of course, this is the standard. It's been used by missionaries throughout the world for over 100 years. The Big Berkey water filter ordinarily markets for $279. You get it through Radio Liberty for $239. And of course, when you get it to us, why, you're going to have, we're going to give you either a video or a four-tape set we produce. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And ask for the Big Berkey water filters. Now, there is another water filter. Since the Big Berkey cannot be sold in either California or Iowa, there is a water filter that's sold in every state other than Iowa, and that is, of course, the Berkey Light. And it's $199. Instead of being made of stainless steel, it's made of a clear substance. It's what they make their bulletproof glass out of. And, of course, there are different type of filters. These filters are water purifiers rather than water filters. And they'll remove literally all of the bacteria that no bacteria get through. And it does a much better job with all of the with the various minerals and chemicals. But they have to be replaced more frequently than the ceramic filters. So that there's a trade-off. If you'd like to know more about it, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. The Berkey Light is $199. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, if you get the Berkey Light to us, why, of course, you'll get either a four-tape set or a video we produced. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to seriously consider setting up an institute on the Constitution. The Institute on the Constitution will allow you to educate your friends and the people in your church about America's Christian heritage, why America was created as it was, and how it all fits together, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers. This is what the other side doesn't want you to know, the miracle of America. Call 410-760-6759. That's 410-760-6759. Or, of course, go to their website, IOTC, Institute on the Constitution, IOTConline.org, pardon me, .com. Let's give them a call right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course, our special guest this afternoon, Carol, who's going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference. We've got Fred on the line calling from Salinas. Fred, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I have a quick question. About a week and a half ago, I heard a late-night talk show host talk about Senator Bob Graham was going to talk about the 9/11 cover-up, because he, being as the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he said, watch real close. So I watched, and on Monday, I heard him make one statement that he was going to talk about that, and then all of a sudden it shut down, and I never heard another thing about it.
No, well, I wouldn't hold my breath until he tells me everything. He's running for president now.
He's using it as his platform running for president, and he is talking about it. But I think that we have to be very skeptical because he's saying Bush is trying to cover things up, and he's, I think, pointing the investigation in a certain direction, which is just simply damage control, because he obviously is a big part of the cover-up. If you look at all the people who are on the official independent commission right now, those are the people who should be investigated, as well as all the people who were on the House and the Senate intelligence inquiry. And if you go to my website, which is communitycurrency.org, I have a 9/11 page saying, you know, questioning the war on terrorism. And if you read from the horse's mouth, there's a lot of official documents that, you know, look at the FBI, say, no, well, we don't actually have any evidence. And the most damning statements that the government has come out with, because they're really their own worst enemy, if you just listen to what they say. And there is, looking at the Whitewash Commission and the Whitewash Inquiry, there are biographies of all the people who are on the House and the Senate Intelligence Committee and the Independent Commission. And these are the ones who should be investigating. When they start pointing fingers at one another, it's damage control. It's probably like with Nixon and Watergate. They got him for Watergate, but they didn't get him for the worst crimes that he committed. Same with Iran-Contra. They tried to contain the scandal. Same with Enron. I mean, all these corporate crimes that are coming out, they're just like, oh, well, we look how great our system works. We actually can catch a criminal occasionally. But the biggest criminals, the biggest crimes are the ones that aren't being mentioned. They aren't fully exposed. So I think it's rather healthy that there is some dissent within the ruling elites. But what the Democrats are trying to spin is, oh, Bush was targeting Iraq when he should have been targeting Al-Qaeda, which is a very false way of misdirecting people and going along with the big lie that Al-Qaeda is an enemy and it's not an asset controlled by the CIA.
I think, Fred, did you ever watch Abbott and Costello, how they used to fight, or Laurel and Hardy, or Martin and Lewis, or Amos and Andy? Well, I think that's sort of like Graham and Bush. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Dave calling from Virginia Beach. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, how you been?
Doing just fine, thanks.
Good. I've been listening to your conspiracy theories on the situations you started off with JFK, and I would like to reverse you just for a moment back to JFK. Let's remember that King Faisal was in Syria during JFK's reign, and the French were in control of Syria, and now what we call Iraq was controlled by the British. King Faisal was in place. Saddam Hussein goes back all the way to JFK. And the oil that you talk about for that region goes all the way back to FDR. I want to ask your guest, has she ever met with Fletcher Prouty?
Oh, Prouty. I've been very influenced by his work. A friend of mine wrote a book called Understanding Special Operations, Interviews with Fletcher Prouty. And Prouty goes into so much detail of how the fingerprints of special operations are what doesn't happen, like the stand down of the planes on September 11th, and calling off the defenses when JFK was in Texas when he was assassinated. And you know, I have a lot of respect for Prouty's work and what he says to help us understand and see clearly just exactly what a special operation is.
Well, I met with Prouty at the Army-Navy Club in Washington, D.C. And what he told me, and the special thing to fit your program perfectly today, is not only is the oil pipelines that dump at the Port of Haifa in Sidon and Lebanon been shut off since the Arab-Israeli war, but that same JFK scenario is that David Ben-Gurion, the head of Israel, resigned because he was so mad at John F. Kennedy because he would not give the Israelis the atomic bomb.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment. Thank you very much, Dave. And right now we're... Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest, of course, is Carol. We're going to be telling you about a few of the other products we carry here. Incidentally, we have a wonderful four-tape set called JFK Assassination, and 2 hours of that is my interview with Fletcher Prouty. It's a fascinating part of history. I think Colonel Prouty has gone to be with the Lord, but if you'd like to get that four-tape set on JFK, JFK Assassination Part 1, you'll hear my two-hour interview with Fletcher Prouty. Then let me simply mention, we carry Miracle 2 soap products. And Miracle 2 soap products, we can't make any medical claims for them. I will tell you that many of our listeners tell me all sorts of amazing things they've done to help them. So all we can do is suggest that you buy them. We can tell you it's excellent soap, a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizer. And the neutralizer is just a very alkaline, heavily mineralized solution. And some people take that because they think it seems to help their heartburn. All you can do is try it and see if these things will help you. But I will tell you that we've been very, very pleased with the Miracle 2 soap products. We've used them. We have a lot of listeners who have taken and used the Miracle 2 soap products, and it's helped so many of the things that they have. And all we can suggest is, if you'd like more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. You can either order an introductory packet at a decreased cost, or we'll send you information on it. That's Miracle 2 soap products. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there would give serious consideration to getting a Phenopoly set. And if you have children or grandchildren in a government school, you owe it to them to be sure that they can read properly. And in the government schools across America, they're not learning to read and read properly. Phenopoly is a board game played very much like Monopoly. You go around the board and you get a property, and of course you defeat your enemy. But the wonderful thing about the Monopoly game is, in 16 hours you can have a child or an adult reprogram their mind so they can begin to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. Now, most of these programs are $300, $400, $500, $800, $1,000 to learn phonics. This one's $139.95, and we throw in a couple of books that go into the background of the organized plan to dumb down the American children. So if you'd like to get Phenopoly, it's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and we throw in 2 books. $139.95 plus shipping, but we've had all sorts of wonderful, wonderful results. I've had many adults call and tell me they've used the program. They love it. It's called Phenopoly. Well, Dr. Stan, here at Radio Liberty, and I don't know about the British being in Iraq at the time of JFK or King Faisal, but I do know that certainly there's much more behind what's going on than of course, we're ordinarily acquainted with. So our guest today is Carol. If you're out there across America, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But, of course, the significance of the Kennedy assassination is that John F. Kennedy was assassinated by our CIA. How can I say that? Well, of course, there's a wonderful book. It's called Regicide. It was written based upon the papers of Mr. Robert Crowley, who was Deputy Assistant Director of Clandestine Operations for the Central Intelligence Agency. And when he was going to the hospital and he feared he might die, he gave all of his papers to a Mr. Gregory Douglas. And when he did die, why, the papers then were utilized. It was all there. There were files on how and why we killed President Kennedy. The reason is entirely different, and of course, than most people understand, and how it was done, and of course, who actually committed the murder, how they actually got help through the mafia, but not the American mafia. None of them would help. It had to be done by the Marseillais mafia. But of course, the book is available along with a list of 4,000 CIA assets in America, or people that Mr. Crowley felt that they would be friendly to his actions, one of them being my next door neighbor. The book Regicide, available from Radio Liberty, and we'll have copies over there at the conspiracy conference. We want people to read this and understand, if the CIA could get away with killing the American president, What else could they get away with? So, well, Carol, go ahead.
Well, I don't think they can get away with 9/11. I think they just sort of bit off more than they could chew in this one, and they did a sloppy job. And they didn't, although this has probably been planned for years and years, there's some things that they didn't foresee. And one of them was the incredible growth of the Internet and how people are able to capture and communicate information, including the television broadcasts and the videos that came out, which really document that the attack upon the World Trade Center complex itself could not physically have been brought down by 19 guys with box cutters or just two planes. For example, before those first two towers fell, there was a huge plume arising from, I think, building number 6. There was an explosion in that building. Building number 7, extremely strong. Even the FEMA report says, we don't know how it crumbles into dust, but it was a very, very strong building that had some little fires in it, and it collapsed. It looked like a controlled demolition.
It looks like we actually have videos
of photographic evidence.
And, of course, if you, any of our listeners would like to get The Grand Deception, David Wagner's film, you'll see the Building 7 coming down from below. It came down not from the up top, where the fires were, it came down from below. Looked just like the buildings that you see going down in Las Vegas. How could that possibly be? Well, you need to look at the films and then ask yourself, right, why did Building 7 come down and Building 6? And, you know, maybe the Twin Towers were as they say, maybe they weren't, but there's no way that that Building 7 came down. It was just all too convenient.
Right.
And of course, it came down at the end of the day.
And why is the government covering up and sealing all the evidence? And why are they shrouding the investigations in secrecy? And why are we not hearing about what happened in those meetings between Cheney and the Energy Commission that took place before 9/11? And why, you know, did Enron give Bush all that money and help see him into power and go bankrupt? What part did Enron, who stood to profit by this pipeline through Afghanistan, play in this? There's so many questions, and what is happening right now is the government is not allowing anyone to look at them, trying to operate totally in secrecy, and at the same time pushing the most horrendous legislation, which I want to talk about Patriot 1 and Patriot 2. They are anything but patriotic. What they do is just demolish the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, take away the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, the Eighth Amendment, and it takes us back to the time before the Magna Carta, removing all the safeguards of due process. It goes back to the time of the Inquisition, where people could be accused, disappeared, tortured, and killed in accordance with the law. Not only that, but then their assets and their money and et cetera is taken by whoever accuses them or the state. This is a very dangerous situation, a very dangerous dismantling of the Constitution, and people are beginning to wake up. There's many, many cities who've passed resolutions against the Patriot Act, but what we need to do is continue to alert people, because this Patriot Act, it's incredibly horrendous, but there's another one coming down the pike, and it's Patriot 2, which will allow the governments to actually take away American citizens' citizenship and disappear them, just like they disappeared all the Muslims in the wake of September 11th. And somebody quipped on the radio the other day that this allows the government to not only take away your citizenship, but deport you to somewhere where there is no government, no rule of law. And somebody said, oh, it sounds like heaven to me. And I'm afraid, you know, this is what Patriot 2 Act would allow the government to do, is to send you away to heaven.
Well, I think that the most important thing, Carol, is the fact that most people think that these acts have something to do with Islamic terrorism. There's not one word about Islamic terrorism in those acts. There's not one word about Al-Qaeda. There's not one word about Osama bin Laden. This applies to law-abiding citizens, and that's what they really want. They're not interested in Al-Qaeda because they have the facilities, the ability to track their every motion. In fact, they've broken the back of Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda.
But, of course, the thing is that these poor, foolish, stupid... Well, let me give you an example. One of them, of course, is John Reed, the mad shoe bomber. We all know about that, and now when we go to the airport, we've got to take off our shoes, unless, of course, they're tennis shoes. before we want to go through the screening. The only trouble was why John Reed was wearing tennis shoes. So why can we wear our tennis shoes but we can't wear any other shoes? And, of course, nobody ever points out that you cannot ignite C4, which was what was in his shoes, with a fuse. You have to have a blasting cap. So why, then, was he trying to light the fuse? Because somebody told this poor, stupid guy that he could blow up this plane lighting the fuse, knowing full well it wouldn't work.
Right.
But what we've done is create the perception in the minds of the American people, and they dutifully go through the turnstiles there at the airport, go through the metal detector with their shoes off or shoes in hand, or sit down and have their shoes screened. It's all a matter of playing games with the mind.
It's psychological terrorism or psychological warfare by the United States government and the press, basically against the American people.
But it's not
just the American people, because these horrific laws are being passed in the United States, but they are being mirrored throughout the world. It is now the global elite against everybody else. And I think this was the desperate last-ditch attempt of the global elite to maintain control in their traditional manner, and it's through war and terrorism. It's been going on for millennia. And it's up to us to be able to see through it, to laugh at them, to challenge them, and to hold them accountable for their crimes, because they are crimes.
They really are, and an awful lot of people have already died, and a lot more will die before this is over, unless the American people begin to think and question. And, of course, the tragedy of today is most Americans will not look beyond the obvious for the real reason for what's going on. Let's go to Marilyn calling from Sacramento. Hi, Marilyn.
Well, hi, both of you. The last weekend, I think, is Senator Graham of Florida, in his debate or whenever that occurred, mentioned the report that the Senate security or internal security and the House, whatever.
It was the combined House-Senate Intelligence Committee, right?
Right.
But he said it should be released. And, why did we even have an investigation if it is not being released?
Because we're giving the public, the press, the impression that we're really trying to get to the bottom of it, whereas actually they have classified a great deal of the testimony from the initial investigation.
Yeah, it is a massive cover-up. But you know what? The documents were at some point on the web. So if you go to the memory hole, you can actually find those documents. And I haven't had a chance to update my website recently, but I'm sure that they will reappear. We actually have created, because we have such a problem with the suppression of information by the mainstream press, our best political flyer actually looks somewhat like a dollar bill, except it has Bush on it, and it has 9/11 in the corners, and it has about 20 websites, key websites, which are questioning 9/11 and have a lot of links to the key articles, information, analysis. And those, we call them deception dollars. And if you go to www.deceptiondollar.com, you can move your cursor around to the different parts of the bill and click on all those websites. And they will have a lot of information, articles, analysis. And I'm sure that on one of those websites, you'll be able to find links to those original documents, because they're there. I just saw them a couple days ago on my screen.
Some of us don't really do that well with computers. I want it on the 5 o'clock news. I want it on NBC, ABC, or CBS. I want to know what my government knows.
Lots of luck, Marilyn. But let me tell you that when Kristen Breitweiser testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee on the 18th of September last year, and when she said, and she was quoting the New York Times, within 2 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours of the attack, the FBI was at the restaurants where the hijackers ate. They were at the schools where they trained and the neighborhoods where they lived. How could they be there within 2 hours? All the video cameras were running, CBS, ABC, NBC, and were all there. The reporters were taking note, and not one word of that ever got out on the evening news. So they control what the American people think, and they do it beautifully. If you want to get Kristen Breitweiser's testimony, go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, pull down the October 2002 newsletter. We've simply taken and republished what she said. Every American should read it, and they would realize that we are not being told the truth, and somebody within the administration is lying.
Well, Well, and I want this other report released. I've already have your newsletter on Kristen Breitweiser, but I want to know what came out in this investigation.
Promise me you won't hold your breath.
Yeah, but
I can't hold my breath.
It is coming out. There was a huge full-page ad in the Washington Post. I believe it came out today, and a cartoon. Michael Rupert placed it, and it's from the Wilderness. It has a lot of great information, analysis, and links. We actually had a huge event in San Francisco, and I was hoping we'd break this story into the mainstream press on April 21st and 22nd. We showed the latest 9/11 documentary, Aftermath, Unanswered Questions from 9/11. We filled up the Herbst Theater. We had about 1,000 people inside. We had to turn away 300 people. And we had Mike Rupert, Reva Entin, Peter Dale Scott, Barry Zwicker, who produced The Great Deception, which was the first televised challenge of the official narrative. And I have to tell you, too, that this story has broken in the Canadian mainstream.
But not the American mainstream. That's
no, but it's breaking in Canada. The Toronto Star did an interview with Barry. He was flooded with calls and more requests for The Great Deception. They're doing a follow-up article, which is going to focus completely on the military stand-down of the planes. So other countries know. Europe is kind of far away. It takes a while for that information to sink into the American consciousness. But Canada's not that far. And a lot of the best information that we're getting is coming from Canada. And I don't think they can suppress this entirely. I think the greatest threat to the powers that be is an informed American public. That's why so many resources are, thrown at propaganda and trying to control the American press. But they aren't omnipotent and they can't control it forever. The alternative press has been almost as bad as the mainstream on 9/11, and it's finally coming out in the alternative press on the left, the established left press. It's been like trying to pull teeth getting them to cover 9/11. But just in the last couple of days, they're finally looking at the military stand down. They're looking at the meeting of the Carlyle Group that happened on September 11th when you had Baker and the Bin Laden family, meeting, watching this happen unfurl on television together. The Carlyles and the Bushes both have had big investments in the Carlyle Group. Bush Sr. is on the payroll, and
don't try to get Henry Kissinger.
Okay, right. And both of them. I mean, Carlyle Group profits tremendously from war. So while the United States was attacking Afghanistan, the Bin Ladens and the Bushes profited tremendously from their stock in Carlyle.
Don't forget Halliburton. They just gave them the contract for about $700 million to rebuild certain things in Iraq. They just didn't even bother to tell them what they were going to do. They bid on this before they even knew what it was all about, and they got the low bid. Isn't that nice?
And they're passing legislation.
All, sending emails and so forth to every member of Congress that we can find to release the report. What was Senator Graham talking about? Why can't we read it?
Because they don't want you to wake up, Marilyn.
Well, I know that, but I think we should inundate. I mean, this Carlyle and all the things that she's talking about, nobody knows anything about that. I want the report in my hand.
Right. Well, as I say, please don't hold your breath. We're going
I'm
to have
not
to let
holding
you
my breath. I'm going to keep demanding it.
All right, you keep
until
demanding it,
man. At least I'm going to keep it up.
Okay, you keep it up, and I'm all behind you.
But there's one problem with the congressional inquiry and the independent commission. If you look at their mission and the parameters of that mission, it's extremely limited.
Of course it is.
It's not to find out the truth about 9/11. It's to come up with alibis for the government.
Absolutely.
To cover it up. They're not supposed to reveal the truth. It's only to try to... In fact, a friend of mine, he's the head of 9/11 Citizens Watch, he's been sitting in on the independent commission, and he overheard him saying, this is going to be the best cover-up in human history. We're not going to blow it like the commission that investigated Pearl Harbor and the Warren Commission. We're going to make this one airtight so that no information comes out, so that nobody has a clue what happened.
I believe it. Marilyn, I'm going to let you go. Carol, do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners? Get your website up right now, again.
Oh, my website is communitycurrency.org.
Communitycurrency.org, okay.
And I just heartily recommend people to try to find out, learn as much as you can, and share this information with friends as wonderful resources. There's books, there's videos, there's audio tapes. You know, we have to communicate with one another, cooperate in totally new ways to organize resistance faster than they can organize repression. And we need to do this as quickly as possible because they're moving really fast.
Well, I'm going to look forward to meeting you personally a week from this Saturday there at the Conspiracy Conference at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. And I think it'll be an interesting time for everybody involved.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. And of course, we've got real problems in America. Our biggest problem is the apathy and indifference of the American people who think that this is not going to affect them. But remember, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And, of course, Dante's statement that the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in a time of moral crisis, maintain a position of neutrality. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time. I just want to mention several other things. One of them would be that we're entering very uncertain times. If you think the war is over, you're sadly mistaken. The war has just begun, and we're planning a series of wars. I've heard of the top-notch people telling about it, Syria, Lebanon, Iran, Saudi Arabia. If we can overthrow them without war, we will. If we can't, of course, unfortunately, why, we will resort to war. North Korea, I was just reading an article, remarks of Condoleezza Rice made in the year 2000 before George Bush was even elected, talking about how we were going to have to take out Saddam Hussein. Foreign Affairs magazine, the January issue, we actually have the pages, anybody wants to see them, that Saddam Hussein would have to go before she was even appointed to her current position. So much more that the American people are not being told. And if you have not yet gotten a copy of my March newsletter, you need to get one. You need to subscribe, of course, but if you don't subscribe, why, please give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and then, of course, we'll be glad to send you free of charge a free copy of our newsletter. Of course, we hope you will want to subscribe, but we'll be glad to get you that information because we want you to know exactly what's going on in the world today. One of the things I'd suggest you might consider is getting preparing yourself and your family for the difficult times that lie ahead. And so we're going to have to suggest that if you'd like to know where you can get freeze-dried food to sustain yourself if there was a breakdown, if you'd like to know where to get water containers or all the other things that you ordinarily wouldn't have, in fact, you might not even think of, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Ask for a ready reserve food catalog. We'll send you one. That's a ready reserve food catalog. And at least at that, you'll have a list of all the things you should have. If you want to order any of them, well, you get the catalog back to us. And of course, we'll go ahead and see that you get the product. So that's the ready reserve food catalog. Give us a call at 1-800-5-44-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you don't have a copy of Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, that tells you how to build up your immune system, why, give us a call. I think that it's a very important book. Because, of course, if we did have a biological attack, and I believe that they're planning for one, I believe they intend to have one, I don't think it's going to come from Al-Qaeda any more than I think that AIDS developed spontaneously by itself from somebody getting bitten by a monkey. But you need, of course, to know how to build up your immune system. That's how you protect yourself and your family. Call and ask for a book now. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. If you're out there across America listening to us, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours every day, reaching out across America by radio, by shortwave, by internet, by satellite. But it's an expensive proposition. If you believe there's a problem, you believe it's worthwhile trying to save our freedom. We hope that many of you will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, as much as you can afford, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You've got our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you'll be helping us as we try to reach out across America to explain to people that there's a spiritual battle going on behind everything going on today. And once you begin to understand the spiritual battle, then you can begin to see why people do what they do, and of course where America is headed. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we'd like to suggest that if you would have not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, and you can get it by itself, or, of course, you can get it in conjunction with the video and the audio tape. The book is $12.95. The audio tape is $5 plus shipping. The video is $19.95. You can get the whole thing for $29.95. If you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, it's called the Brotherhood of Darkness Special. So if you'd like to get either the book by itself or the video by itself or the Brotherhood of Darkness Special, give us a call. And then, of course, we work with the people who sell the Big Berkeys. If you're interested in knowing more about them or any of the Berkey products, go to our website at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, or, of course, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 for the Big Berkey or for the Berkey Light. And, of course, if you'd like to get those products, and you get them to us, we'll be glad to give you to one of our videos we produce or a four-tape set we produce, and they have a list of those there at when you call 1-800-5-448-927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we ask you and the listening audience to give serious consideration to inviting others to listen to our programs. Encourage them to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and tell them that they can listen to our programs, those that we have done on the Internet live. And, of course, if they could link to the other networks we're on, they can listen 5 hours a day and not get anything accomplished. But they can certainly link to the other stations. They can listen to our archive programs. Our programs are archived for many weeks. And, of course, they can listen to them, they can record them, they can pull down our newsletters, they can copy the newsletters, and of course our hope is that you will pray for America, that you will pray for revival in America, and that you will pray for our leaders and for our ministers, because they should be leading this truly spiritual battle in which we're engaged today. We also hope that you'll pray for our boys who are overseas, that you'll pray for revival in America. But lastly, of course, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And so until Monday, when we'll be back with you again with more in the way of fascinating programs, this is Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.